Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to Christmas Day. Well, I'm wondering if any of those things happened last night that we're told will happen in the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," which also, of course, is called "The Night Before Christmas," or "A Visit from St. Nicholas." It is one of the oldest and most popular Christmas poems ever, and there's some dispute about who wrote it. Usually the name that I have seen is Clement Clark Moore, but another name you might see is Henry Livingston Jr. Whichever, it was definitely first published on December 23rd, 1823, in the Troy Sentinel newspaper in upstate New York. Well, I just thought we'd kind of go through that, and you could think about all the things that happen, and especially in little kids' minds and those with good imaginations. And, you know, we'd all like to think that some surprising things happen the night before Christmas and the day of Christmas. So, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name, now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and his smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a nod of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." What fun visions those do produce. And it isn't helpful to know that it was written in the late 1800s when we talk about Mama and her kerchief and I and my cap. And as I'm going through that, I'm thinking, okay, his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot, but his beard was as white as the snow. I'm thinking whichever one of those men wrote this had a great time envisioning all of this happening and making a good story. So I'm hoping you whatever you're doing today, maybe by yourself, hopefully going to do something you'd like to do for yourself today, or whether there's a big crowd around you and everybody's busy in the kitchen, but you have KJAN turned on because that's what you do every day. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I truly wish you a happy Christmas to all.